It is Thursday, the 13th of February, 14th of February here, Valentine's Day. So to everyone here in Australia, happy Valentine's Day. But not quite there yet in the States. Five games as we wrap up the, I guess, first half of the season, sort of. We get a few days off here from fantasy, which will be nice. But we've still got some injuries. We've got some debuts and streaming. With only five games, there's going to be some streaming. Let's get into all of the action. This is the Thursday pregame show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do it, say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny in 10. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, we have five games to get into. We'll make this a fairly quick one. I do have to head off to get a scan done on my knee. Hopefully by the post-game show, I will have a verdict for anyone that cares. I think it's just my wife that cares, and probably my work. They're the only two people. So yes, should hopefully, if my scans can get through to my doctor by mid-afternoon, I will get a verdict and come up with a plan moving forward, and fingers crossed. Well, it might just be a sprain, but we'll see. Let's get into the games. Five of them. First game, Golden State at Houston. Obviously, every team playing tonight is on the second night of a back-to-back because we had 15 games yesterday. For the Warriors, so no additions to the injury report. There was some concern that Steph may be given the night off here. Just that's what they've been doing with him lately. Jimmy Butler, of course, he has a history of some injuries and things like that. Draymond Green as well. But all of them are seemingly available to play tonight. That could change, as we know. We still do have 3 hours until games tip off. So, yeah, just keep an eye on the injury report. But at this stage, all will be available, which means we look at Brandon Podziemski as our primary streaming target. I think Moses Moody, Buddy Hield. I'm probably not really interested in their centers. It's a little bit of a mess there. So those three guards are the guys I'm looking at for Houston. Tari Eason out. We knew he would be out here, second night of a back-to-back. So I guess Aaron Holiday might come into the starting lineup. It could also be Jayshon Tate that comes in. Either way, I don't think either of them are guys we need to prioritize tonight. There's probably better options available. Shingun looked a little bit bothered last night by his back injury, but he also is not on the injury report at this stage. Keep an eye on it just in case. Stephen Adams, who was scheduled to have the night off, talked about this in the post-game show, the fact that he only played 9 minutes, I think. They're probably of the opinion that he's good to go tonight. So he is also not on the injury report. If you need some rebounds, you could give him a look. They may also just have him as active but not play him, so just be aware of that. Cam Whitmore, with no Tari Eason, Whitmore probably gets a small bump, but we know they don't really like playing him a lot of minutes. Second game, Kings and Pelicans. For the Kings, Markelle Fultz will make his debut. He signed yesterday as their backup point guard. Ish guard. I don't know what position we want to call him, but he is a point guard, obviously. Won't play a significant role, I don't think, tonight, given he would have only sort of caught up with the team yesterday. Maybe he's had a really light run with them, but I think he probably plays, but it's like 10 to 15 minutes. It's not going to be anything meaningful. No need to be adding him. Deep leagues, I think you could consider him because he really is their only backup ball handler. They have Keon Ellis, who's been playing a lot of minutes. And look, maybe the arrival of Fultz limits him a little bit. So do keep an eye on that. Ellis has been at 29, 30-plus minutes for the last few games. So just keep an eye on whether his playing time comes down into the mid-20s or not. That would impact his appeal. For the Pelicans, no Zion. He is out as well on the second night of a back-to-back. Matkovic, who he's been, well, really hard to trust. He could be back in the starting lineup tonight. Make sure Alvarado is rostered. I think it's going to be a little bit bumpy, but he should be rostered. Misi, likewise, a bit up and down, should be rostered. Matkovic, more of, I think, a stream than a must-hold. Bruce Brown played 26 minutes, I think, last night. If he can hit 25, he's someone we want to consider. We don't know what Pelicans are doing yet in terms of direction. It would make sense, obviously, for them to, well, not give up, but they want to try and finish in that bottom three, which will mean Zion's probably going to have some rest games. Herb Jones is basically done for the year now. They've come out and said that. DeJounte, done for the year. I have no idea where Olynyk fits into all of this. He's still yet to play. So we just work with what we've got, which is Carlo Matkovic. Jordan Hawkins, Bruce Brown, they're probably our stream targets. All right, Miami at Dallas. For the Heat, Bam Adebayo added to the injury report. He is questionable. Nikola Jovic and Duncan Robinson both probable. No Terry Rozier, no Andrew Wiggins. Hayward Highsmith will probably come back into the starting lineup based on the fact that he was starting before Wiggins arrived. But we don't need Highsmith. Jovic will get a little bump here with no Wiggins if he plays, as will Jaime Jaquez. I would still much rather Jovic. Alec Burks, he's been interesting. He's played about 28 minutes each of the last two games. He scored double digits. I've picked him up in our old man squad dynasty league. So it's a deeper league, and really I've just streamed him in for tonight because he's actually playing. See how he goes. For the Mavericks, Kyrie Irving, questionable. Klay Thompson, questionable. Dante Exum, questionable. So along with all of the red you can see there on your screen, they could be running out a very, very weird lineup. If Irving is out, Spencer Dinwiddie would be a must-roster player tonight. Jaden Hardy would probably move into that discussion as well, especially if Klay Thompson is out. Kessler Edwards, Olivier Maxence Prosper, I don't know how we say that. Look, I guess just because they're going to play, if you want to grab them, if you're really desperate. Najee Marshall, I'd rather him over both of those guys, even though he may come off the bench. Make sure Max Christie is rostered everywhere. And look, I mean, do we get down into Kyler Kelly, Brandon Williams? Maybe. That will depend on the injuries. So do keep an eye on that injury report and just see who's in and who's out. OKC at Minnesota for the Thunder. Caruso is out again with a hip injury. Kayson Wallace remains out. Look, no reason to be holding Caruso. Kayson Wallace, if you've held him this long, I'd probably just continue to hold through the All-Star break and then see if he comes back. But they've got a fairly clean report other than those guys. So Aaron Wiggins, Isaiah Joe are the names we want to look at. For the Timberwolves, coming off a loss to, who did they lose to? I don't know. It was someone. It wasn't Utah. Oh, was it Utah? No, Utah beat. Oh, I don't know. They lost anyway. Conley, questionable. Edwards, questionable. Gobert, questionable. Again, we're going to have to wait and see who plays here because if one, two, or three of those guys are out, it means that we look at streaming. If all three are fit and healthy and ready to go, we probably don't have to worry about anyone other than maybe Nikhil Alexander Walker. If Gobert is out, Luka Garza becomes an interesting target. They would probably just move Nasrid to the center spot, play a bit more of Jalen Clark. We've seen flashes from him the last week or so. He might be a guy that's probably available everywhere. Sorry, I've just got to keep moving because my leg is really sore. So Jalen Clark, if there's some injuries here, I would look at him potentially over Rob Dillingham. Dillingham would also be, I don't know, an option. But Clark, I think just from what we've seen, he looks interesting. Last game, five games. How nice is five games? The Clippers at Utah. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard is sitting on the second night of a back-to-back. Chris Dunn is available. Bogdan is available. And Ben Simmons is also available to make his debut for the Clippers. Now, where does he fit in? I don't know. He will definitely play. I'm really hoping that he can just play with some freedom here in Los Angeles. I don't think he's going to play enough to have value. We saw in Brooklyn he needed sort of 24 minutes, 25 minutes. I don't think he gets to that number, but do keep an eye on him tonight. Absolutely, if you want to stream him in, maybe he plays 20 minutes and can get you a handful of assists and some defensive stuff, and we know he's a decent rebounder as well. Bogdanovic as well, I'd have a look at him. With no Kawhi, he probably plays a few extra minutes. And Chris Dunn, if you need steals, he had five of them last night, so just hold him if you had him. For the Jazz, Isaiah Collier, make sure he is rostered. Keontae George, they're playing all of their guys, supposedly. Again, could change, so I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of these guys are added very late to the injury report. But at the moment, Lauri Markkanen, John Collins, Walker Kessler, all available to play, which hurts. Filipowski, Juzang, Sensabaugh. I picked up Filipowski in something in our league because I had assumed Kessler would be out tonight. Now, I'm not going to drop Filipowski because I wouldn't be surprised if the Jazz do add a name or two to the injury report, but we could also have a situation where Kessler, Collins, Markkanen play, but they only play 20 minutes. Do they only play in the first half? Something like that. We no idea. So there could still be some streaming appeal here, even though those guys are slated to be in the starting lineup. And that's really it. Nice and easy tonight. Let's get to some questions. Shining Knight. And yes, you did miss the post-game show, but caught the video. That's good. Hope the knee is better. It's not better yet, but as I said, we'll find out. Saar or Kamara, punt threes and free throws. I think I'd go Kamara there. Saar is really blocks only, blocks and rebounds. Kamara does a little bit more. Have we given up on Devin Vassell? Good question, Adam. I, as Adam, have also questioned whether we give up on Devin Vassell. Give up, no. Is he a drop? Look, I wouldn't blame you if you dropped him. I'm not yet. But yeah, he needs to pull his finger out, let's say that much. So I'm not dropping him just yet, but yeah, it's certainly not trending in the right direction. Would I drop Buzelis to add Niang, Strus, or Alvarado? No, I don't think I would. I'd love it if they gave Steph a night off. I agree. I don't have him anywhere and I'm against him in two leagues, so it would be nice, but it doesn't look like they are. Good question from Nathan. What am I doing with AD? Should I try to trade him for any value or just drop him? Playoffs are 3rd of March to the 23rd of March, currently in third place. Well, it's really hard. Because I have him in a lot of leagues. At the moment, I've just got him sitting in my IR spot. Dropping. Well, look, playoffs start 3rd of March. He won't be back by the 3rd of March. When was he injured? Was it a week? No, it wasn't even a week ago, was it? Maybe on the weekend, which would like the 10th, 8th. So, 8th. So look, he's probably sort of a reevaluation towards the end of the first week of your playoffs, which would mean there's only 2 weeks left. And they've said they're going to take a cautious approach here. The fact that they've mentioned surgery, they haven't said he's getting surgery, but it's been mentioned, would indicate to me that this is a core injury. That and if it is, we've seen these injuries. I think Damian Lillard had this injury, if we remember back like 3 or 4 years, and he started the year really slow. They tried to play him through it. He ended up getting surgery and missed the season, I think. So if it is a core injury, it is a significant injury. So it's so hard to drop someone like AD. Look, if you could trade him for anyone, I probably would. If someone's convinced that he's going to come back, if your playoffs end, I think anywhere from sort of mid-March and forwards, probably someone you need to move on from, because unless you've got a lot of IR spots, obviously. Galahad, have a full IL with Cam Thomas, Kuminga, LaMelo Ball. What would I recommend doing with those players if you need to make space? I wouldn't drop the LaMelo. Yeah, I wouldn't drop LaMelo. Cam Thomas is tough because he could come back after the All-Star break and play 30 minutes a night. The worry, I suppose, is that it's the Nets. They're not pushing their guys. He's probably going to sit back-to-backs for the rest of the season, so that puts a cap on what he can do. Cam Thomas is still there. Cam Johnson is still there. So we had sort of assumed that it would just be Cam Thomas firing away at will, but they still have Cam Johnson, who likes to score the basketball. Kuminga, what does his role look like in Golden State now that Jimmy Butler is there? He was really bad to start the season. Then he was good. Then he got injured. So I wouldn't drop LaMelo. I would consider dropping Cam Thomas or Kuminga. I'm in this situation. I have Cam Thomas in a league, and he's just sitting there, and it's actually a seven-team league. It was a split that we did. So I'm considering dropping him today, actually, and just picking up someone, like maybe an Isaiah Collier or something like that. Just because, yeah, I think Thomas will come back, but given this was a second, the same injury twice or a recurrence or an aggravation of the initial injury, I don't see any way he plays more than probably 25 minutes for at least a couple of weeks. I mean, look at Zion. He came off a significant hamstring injury. He's still not playing back-to-backs. It took him a while for his minutes to get up. He was out. I mean, Cam Thomas, I don't know how long he's been out for. It feels like forever. So, look, I'd consider dropping Cam Thomas. Then Kuminga, then LaMelo. That would probably be my order, I think. From Nathan, would I recommend doing 2-for-1, 3-for-1 trades, etc., to consolidate space for streaming, e.g. trading away Edie and Portis for Lonzo? Look, I don't necessarily think I'd do that example of the trade, but I do think that that is a good idea. If you can move off two pieces and get one back, it opens up a streaming spot. So I do think that is a viable strategy. Matt Carmody, when is the fantasy trade deadline in the leagues you run? I don't know, actually. Does it tell me that? I think it tells me that somewhere, doesn't it? If I... Oh, well, I know in a couple of my leagues it's come and gone. Let me have a look. Industry pickup. So in industry pickup, the trade deadline is this week. So basically, the when we get back from the All-Star break, trades are done and finished. Let me have a look at... leagues I set up, I may not have actually added a trade deadline. I probably should go and do that. Yeah, look, I would definitely have it before the playoffs, probably like 2 to 3 weeks before the playoffs. So pretty soon, I think. What kind of upside do I see for Kyle Filipowski after the All-Star break? Well, depends on what Utah are doing, doesn't it? Look, top 100, I think, if he can play 28 minutes, we aren't there yet. Well, what's this one? This is a long question. Here's a fun little filing game. Add stream or watch drop for each side. Mobile, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so we've got 8 names, 10-team points league. Add stream or watch drop. Okay, so 4 that we're adding and 4 that we're dropping. Christie, add. Hartenstein, add. Klingon, add. Keontae, add. And then I think I'd watch or drop Grimes, Bol Bol, Bilal, Assar. If I had to make that decision, yep. A question from Carl. How would I rank Edie, Portis, Keyshawn George and Matkovic rest of season in a 12-team league? I'd probably go... Man, Edie's tough. He could be 1 or 4 on any given night. Matkovic, a little bit inconsistent at the moment. Keyshawn George might be 1 or 2 just because he's playing consistent minutes. The numbers are a little bit up and down, but I'm thinking more of role and opportunity here. Keyshawn George, I think, is at the top of that list, followed by Portis maybe, but he's been pretty bad. Giannis is going to come back. As I said, Edie could be 1, and then on the next night he could be 4. It's really tough to trust, and the same goes for Matkovic. Let's go Keyshawn George first, and then Edie, Portis, Matkovic at the moment. Thank you, Jay Sizzle. Favorable result on my knee scan. We will see. Lord of the Rings question from Matt Carmody. Have I seen the show, Lord of the Rings of Power? I have, and I thought it was good. Very excited about the new movie. We did that one from Carl. LCPO. Is Cam Thomas worth holding in a 12-team category league? Yeah, we just talked about this. 50-50, I think. I'm okay with moving on. I mean, he's going to have big games, undoubtedly. But, yeah, he's not going to play back-to-back, so I can probably guarantee that. And the minutes are going to be pretty low. Any Valentine's Day plans? No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm stuck at home. I can't do much. My wife's working. I know my daughter and her boyfriend are going out for dinner. She made him cookies last night, so I didn't get any. That was sad. But yeah, no, nothing. We don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Lively, a clear drop. Yes. How would I try and get a commission to change a limit on centres? Oh, so it's one of those leagues where it's a 4-centre maximum. He thinks more than 4 ruins the league. In what way? Yeah. Hey, look, in the way basketball is built today, I don't think there's no reason to have a limit on any positions. If you want to take the risk of having 6 centres, then... it can be your own, well, not downfall necessarily, but it's not, you manage it by having active roster spots that limit the number of centers you can play on any given day. So I'm in, let me go, because I've done this in leagues, so I can give you real life examples. If I go to, where's my team? So if I go into a league that I'm in, I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve center eligible players. How many of those are center only? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven of those are center only. And I've chosen to do that, but I can only play three on any given day because there's only our active roster spots are guard, guard, forward, forward, center, utility, utility. So if I have a whole lot of my centers active, especially those ones that are center only, I can only play three. I can only use them in the center spot and the two utility spots. Beyond that, they have to sit on my bench. So I'm losing out potentially on games played there by having centers over guards or forwards. So maybe you could sell it like that. Just say, well, it doesn't matter. You just set your active roster spots so that you don't have eight flex spots or something, because then you can roll out all your centers. So that might be a way of doing it. Would I rather Vassell or Kamara? It's probably still Vassell, but just, it's not close. Ricardo traded Kuz for Ware, who wins? I'd like to think you did with Ware, but it depends what the other person wanted. There wasn't always a winner and a loser in a trade, as we know. Yeah, I still like to think Ware can have a good finish to the season. Who would I drop bowl to stream in 19? Not sure I get that one. Who would I drop bowl? Is that to do with an earlier question? Oh, is this to do with the two out of three? Is this that same question? Would I add bowl over these guys, Vassell, Kamara, Saar? I wouldn't. What are my thoughts on Jonathan Mobo if they decide to punt the rest of the season? Oh, look, I mean, he's okay, but I don't think, I don't think you need to go and add Mobo. Is it wise to trade away McCollum given the Pels potential playoff schedule? If what caliber round should I try to get back? Yes, I do think I think that's an okay move if you want to trade away McCollum. Who would I try to get back? Well, you go as high as possible. Top 40, top 50. I don't know if you're going to get it, but you could try. Look, it's always good to aim too high. And then if they say no, then you can get a bit of a read on where they're at. They might say, oh, no, that guy's just a bit too high. And you go, okay, well, I know I can grab a top 60 player here. So aim high and see what they come back with. What do I think about Jovic? Hold or drop? Got Alvarado on ball and waivers. Look, I think he's a hold, but I'd probably have Alvarado over him. Yeah, I mean, Jovic has been fine, but he hasn't been great with Wiggins there. So I think I'd be okay with Alvarado over Jovic. Is he worth keeping rest of season? Is this Bol Bol you're talking about? Is he worth keeping rest of season? If that's the question, then no, I don't think he is. How do I rank these four in a points league? Bilal, Klingon, Collier, Buzelis. They're pretty close. Klingon was so good yesterday, but he's not going to be that good. I might go Collier. I'd probably have Bilal last somehow. Collier, Buzelis, Klingon, Bilal, something like that. If you have right now, you've got all four, so that's fine. Do I like Jared Butler or Edwards when Philly starts to tank? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We'd need to see them lean into it. We haven't yet, but we might. So Delante needs to drop one of those players. It wouldn't be Klingon. It wouldn't be Collier. Probably not. Yeah, it's probably Bilal, to be honest. Cool. Okay. I'm going to go and eat some breakfast and get off to my scan. So there will be a post-game show this afternoon. I'm recording with Matty G. We were meant to do it yesterday, but we just couldn't work it. We might work it today. I don't think he's... No, he hasn't messaged me yet. So we'll be recording. I don't think it'll be live. I'm not sure, though, but it'll come out very soon, I'm assuming. Enjoy the games. And then we'll be back with the post-game show and any injury updates and things like that. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBI Basketball.